devil comes to you and says, yeah, you remember you when you used to go do that stuff? And I ain't going to name off a bunch of sins. Y'all get the point. You remember you used to go do that stuff? You used to be that kind of person? So on and so forth. You say, yeah, but. John 3:16 says, am I right? Is that what we do? Is that what we do? And if you're struggling with that and you can't say, yeah, but John 3:16, we can pray today. You can go home. You can spend time with that today. And the next day and the next day and the next day. You can get there. If you ain't got it, you get it. It's right there for you to get. No matter who says, what about you? You can say, my Savior redeemed me. Yeah, but God saved me. Yeah, but I see the problem. See, the problem with you accusing me of that is, the problem is I did what it said. I believed in him. I said with my mouth, he saved me. And if you read some other scriptures, you'll find out when that happened, when eternal life entered, I was transformed, reborn, made anew. That old person ain't here no more. Washed away. Blood cleansed me. Now, are y'all ready to shout? You believe this, right? The word is the final authority in your life, right? Don't be shooting me no sunshine. Now, is it final authority? Is it not? If it's written in scripture, you believe it. If God said it, it's true. We good with that, right? One Wednesday night, I spent some time with that. Lord showed me how to relay that the word of God is true. So we believe that, right? So we ready to tell the devil, yeah, but? Come on, give it to me. This covers your whole life. The Lord is my shepherd. Come on. I shall not want. I mean, it's to the point where you almost don't even need the other scriptures. God shall supply my needs according to his riches and glory. That's the same thing. I shall not want. By his stripes I'm healed. That's the same thing. I shall not want. It's been right there in our face this whole time. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I shall not want. I am more than a conqueror. Same thing. I shall not want. Y'all, Lord showed me this. He wrote that for himself too. He wrote that for us to live by. But he was doing it for himself. He said, I am my shepherd. I don't want. You know how he did that? Go back to it. That's how he did that for himself. He sent his only son to save us so that we will be his. God created us to be his, for him, for his own enjoyment. And when we were taken away, he jumped into action. And he made it happen for himself. The same way you can make it happen for yourself. Through him, through his ability. Allowing him to do it. And you're not doing it in your own power. You're not actually doing it yourself, but you're applying what he put before you. The analogy has been made a thousand times. We heard it a million times, and it is still very true. Same thing as $1 million account with a debit card, and you got the card in your pocket and you won't swipe it. It's the same thing. I shall not want. We read, I shall not want, and then we go on about our business. And we still say, well, Bill, shoot, man, I sure need so-and-so, so-and-so. I can't wait till I can get so-and-so. So I shall not want is right there. It is right here. It's about done. Yeah, thank you. Because that's where we headed right now. Yeah, but what if the card reader won't read my card? You're going to look at the card reader and say, yeah, but it's $1 million on this thing, and you're going to keep on running until it hit, right? You're going to rub it on your pants leg. You're going to put it in that plastic bag. You're going to keep hitting it. But when you read, I shall not want, do you keep hitting it? Do you rub it? Do you spend time with it? Do you spend time with it? Do you stay on it? Like you would that car. What if the cashier won't accept my signature? You gonna be like, no, this is legit. That's my name. I'm finna sign this. You're not gonna just walk out. You gonna dig and spend time with it. Meditate. I shall not want. One more time. I shall not want. Who said that? Who told us that? Who told us that? God Almighty. Who told us that? God Almighty. Does he lie? Has he ever lied? When will he start lying? What did he say? Learn, practice, read, study, figure out how to direct your yeah buts. Anytime you point him at God, you just defeated yourself. But if you take this word, you take what God said and you point it at the enemy, you point it at that situation, you will win every time. Who all ready to spend time with this? Who are ready to get enlightened by this? Ephesians 1 and somewhere down around verse 16 or so tells us that Paul prayed it, and you should pray it for yourself, pray it for everybody around you, pray it for anybody involved with you. The eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we understand. And you can tie Ephesians 1 right along with Proverbs 3. Thank you, Lord, that you open my eyes, you enlighten me and open my understanding to your way of doing things, so that I don't lean to my own understanding. See, when you yell button to God, that's your own understanding. But the word clearly tells us, if you lean not to your own understanding, and you acknowledge God in all your ways, he'll direct you to I shall not want. He directs you right into I shall not want. I'm done. Everybody got that? Amen. Everybody ready to shout about that? Amen. Go home and dance a hole in your carpet, because you have now realized God Almighty told us, I ain't got to, you don't have to want for anything.